The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Marion County deputy, Marion County, by the way, this Marion County, there are multiple ones, but this one, when we say Marion County, is in reference to Florida. Jeff Fisher spending many years in the great Florida. State of Florida.
I consider Florida home, actually. That's, I mean, I was born in Michigan, but I spent many years in Florida, and I consider it home. I love Florida.
So again, Marion County, Florida deputies were called to a home invasion robbery where someone had been shot.
Well, that's not good.
They found a woman in the master bedroom with a gunshot wound to her head.
Wow.
Tragically, she was dead.
You know, that usually happens.
Very sad.
You get a gunshot wound to your head.
The victim's live-in boyfriend, 52-year-old David Romig, was present during the incident, and he told a harrowing tale. Very traumatic. He said that he and the victim were asleep when he was awakened by an unknown male leaning over him.
Oh, no.
The suspect covered his mouth. He heard a loud noise, like a gunshot, grabbed the perp's arm, stood up. They began to struggle.
Okay.
Part of the struggle, they stumbled into the hallway. When the suspect pushed him, the suspect fired another round, and Romig fell to the floor.
Oh, no.
And that's when the suspect fled, getting away, having killed his live-in girlfriend. Romig showed the cops a partially used cigarette on the front porch that did not belong to him.
See?
Or his live-in girlfriend.
See?
The front door appeared to have been pried open, and there was a pry bar there.
See?
The door had a piece of fabric that was torn and caught on it.
See?
The evidence was clear. And after the cops, Romig texted his wife. That was his live-in girlfriend who died. He texted his wife, "I think they're going to arrest me." And then a second text, "I think they're going to arrest." And then a third, "I'm afraid I did something I don't remember." So that sounds to me like
a way to get there.
Evidence.
It sure does.
He sent those texts not actually to his wife. He sent them accidentally to the detectives investigating the case that were at his house minutes before.
You know, I realize.
Yes, Jeff Fisher, ladies and gentlemen.
I realize that, you know, we're not talking about the brightest of people. I get that. I mean, that's kind of the point of the, you know, for old Friday leftovers. But how do you do that?
What's that?
How do you text the detectives?
Well, you know, they give you, if you know of any other information, if you find any other evidence, Mr. Romig, go ahead and text us or call us at this number. You put it in your phone, you know.
Who puts it in their phone?
That's a good point. Maybe you texted him earlier, you know, and said, "Hey, haven't found anything yet. Now I'm going to text the wife."
Still
and
looking.
Haven't actually.
How many times now? I'm no joke. I mean, I think the last time I text someone wrong, I actually G-chatted Keith Malinak. "I'm picking up some milk. Love you. Need anything else?" Keith is like, "What the hell are you talking about?"
"Bring that milk over. I want to show you how to do a pull-up. Bring the blindfold." I would say, honestly, in how long have we really been texting?
Yeah.
I mean, 12, 13 years, okay. Something like that.
All right.
I think I have only inadvertently sent, in that entire time, 4 and maybe 3.
Maybe.
There's only one significant one. I have actually sent Chris Cruz in the last year and a half, 2, thinking it was someone my else? Wife or something like that, and it was nothing. But the one I sent Skip years ago when I first started, I wasn't even dating my wife, but you know, there was, you know, something going on. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be around this chick anymore because I like this chick and, you know, blah, whatever.
Whatever, right.
It went to her.
Oh, nice.
But I got the bounce back. It didn't go through, but I had actually sent it to her. I was like, oh, thank God. That would have been. Speaking of Keith Malinak popping in as part of the Friday Leftovers, yes, sir.
Is that part of the deal on the show? You mentioned it? You mentioned a name and they came on?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was actually 30 miles away. I heard my name. I just right just landed here. Yeah, I was torn when you were G-chatting me. And you've done it more than once. You've done it more than once.
To him?
Yes. Yeah. He G-chats me, and it's his wife.
I G-chat my wife a lot. That's how we communicate. And Keith, I G-chat during the day, sometimes at work, when, you know, stories and updates.
Okay, there's going to be an investigation. You've done this much more.
So I'm thinking I'm going to stop saying, hey, what are you doing? Or, hey, I'm not Amber. You know, I think the next time it happens, I'm just going to let it go. Just let it go.
Do you need anything else like condoms? Right? Let me just put it, just milk it. All right. Pro criminal tip number 27. Don't implicate yourself in a murder. You don't want to do that.
Never. That's dumb.
By the way, I need milk. Love you.
I'm going to get milk.
Who is this?
Anything else?
A criminal mastermind in Slidell, Louisiana, burgled a home but made what some people consider a mistake while burglaring the home.
In Louisiana.
Yeah. As he walked through the home searching for booty, he noticed a security camera.
Oh, boy.
So he grabbed a towel, put it over his head. We know he did this because it's all captured on that security camera. So you see I'm on security camera. Let me go and get a towel.
Is that a camera?
And cover up my head so it doesn't record me in the future.
I'm going to look at the camera. Is that a camera?
Why not put the towel on the camera?
Well, no, but the point is,
either way,
it had already recorded him for 15 seconds.
Got it.
Yeah, so it shows him, notice the camera. Whoa, that's a camera.
Yeah,
slowly camera. Creep off a screen back like Homer in the hedges fading into him, right? Yeah. He puts the towel on as a disguise, and the video ends with him grabbing the camera. So he's going to try to dismantle it. The problem is, the video was backed up to something called the cloud.
Of course.
And the cops have a copy, so he was arrested.
So dumb.
Whoa, camera. Okay.
Is that a camera?
I just like the word burgled.
Sorry. Burgled. Not sure that's actually accurate. Cape Coral Police, that's Florida.
Cape Coral's Florida.
Got a call reporting that they were, from a couple, reporting that they were awakened by a loud bang.
Oh, boy.
Then found a large hole in the headboard of their bed, right over their heads while they were sleeping. They were awakened.
Wow.
Further investigation also found a matching bullet hole in the opposite wall and then the far wall of the adjacent living room. So likely the bullet passed through the room.
That's a mighty big gun.
Uh-huh.
Go through walls like that.
Yep. And so they followed the little trajectory of the bullet hole and said, what's coming from the apartment next door? Goes to the apartment next door and located the opposite wall. On it was a large red circle, also known as a target.
No.
With a thick book in front of it.
No.
Yes, the neighbor was target shooting his 9mm inside the apartment.
It is so funny. This is what made me think of the iPro target.
Yes, the iTarget Pro.
No.
Yes, what is
it? iTarget Pro.
iTarget Pro. The letter iTargetPro.com. It's very important that you use your iTarget Pro system as directed. You actually have to use it as directed. If you don't, you may end up in the situation.
No kidding.
Right. Yeah, so he had used it. So he set up the book, and practice. Who wants to go to the range?
Always know what's behind your target.
You're living in an apartment. You don't have. You might not have an extra dollars for the range.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Come on, Keith.
And like the
book. Plus, you're living in an apartment with thin walls.
Yeah, the book's not
bullet going to go through the book, through the wall, through the headboard, through another wall.
Come on, man.
He did not give
up. You got to use two books next time.
Come on. 61-year-old Ivan Bach was charged with shooting into a dwelling and reckless discharge of a firearm.
Where's the bell?
Man, they could almost, come up with attempted manslaughter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's a guy, you're like, man. Who wants to go to the range?
Yeah, right.
I have a thick book. Come on.
Right.
Wow. The doorbell of a home at Southeast 10th Street in Cape Coral.
Again,
Florida.
Florida.
Also Cape Coral.
A lot of these stories come from Florida.
Yeah. The doorbell of a home on Southeast 10th Street rang just before 3 a.m. When the residents looked through the little peephole, they noticed a man was standing there. He had a white covering over his face. And a woman was standing next to him wearing a pink see-through lingerie.
Nice.
The man and woman left.
Looking to go to the gym, do some pull-ups?
Probably. Yeah, there was a blindfold involved. They left, but eventually came back. banged on the door.
Yeah.
And then hid behind the pole. That's when the couple decided they would call the police.
That's probably a good idea.
Police got there. They questioned 26-year-old Linda Elkins and 26-year-old Basha Dawes, the man and woman.
Basha and Linda.
Mm-hmm. They claimed that they didn't know each other. We don't know each other.
Okay.
They arrived at the same time at 3 a.m. to the same address.
Okay.
They don't know each other. Coincidence. You know, all the people coming and going at 3 a.m., you know. Hey,
they're both on Tinder. That's the address they had.
They also didn't know why they were there.
Okay.
I don't know this guy, and I don't know why I'm here. I'm just here in a pink negligee. Sorry. Okay,
sure.
They finally admitted to being an escort and her protection, also known as, there's another word for that, pimp. I think that's what you call that.
I like protector.
You like that?
Yeah, let's go with sticking that, right? With protector.
Makes it a little more noble, does it? Yes. What do you do for a living? I'm a pimp. Oh, what do you do? I'm a protector.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's very nice. Protecting people, you know. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they were called for a job, but had gone to the wrong home. So the couple's like, no, sorry.
Wrong place.
They were both charged with loitering. She was also charged with filing a false name with police, possession, and she had an outstanding warrant. So.
Oh,
you know, it's like that. Here's what I want to know.
Simple mistake.
Cops come. They arrest them. Cops, sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner. Here's the situation, but it's all taken care of. You have a good night. And you get back in bed, and you're trying to fall asleep, and you're the wife. You're thinking, wouldn't you, Jeffy? Well, you're thinking, it's weird they got the wrong address and showed up at our house.
It is. It is weird, isn't it? It is really weird.
Right? That's what I'm thinking if I'm the wife.
I know.
Or if
you're the husband.
Or you're the husband.
It's weird that they got showed up at 3
o'clock. So strange that, you know.
Either one is normally gone at that time.
Yeah, you were going to be out doing something, remember? And then that's just kind of cool how you ended up back here.
Right. Plus, I was told by a coach many years ago, nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
It does not. It does not.
Nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Now, let's say they really did get the wrong address. Uh-huh. Unless this relationship, the couple, the homeowners, are rock solid, this is causing some trouble. This is...
And they're probably rock solid, though, right? I mean, it's honestly...
It's Cape Coral, Florida.
If you're usually
got to get them on. Let's ask them how things have been since this night.
That's actually a good idea.
We should look them up, because I got to...
And don't go on with the pretense that, come on, one of you called. Just go on and say, hey, what a crazy night. Tell us what happened. Right, and then you kind of dig a little bit as the conversation
goes.
That's
a good idea.
We should. And then what you do, you put out there, just as a quick little Steve... We have some evidence. That's all you have to say. Right?
What?
See if there's any flinch.
Steven, what are they talking about?
Steve, we understand this isn't the first time this type of thing has happened in the neighborhood.
Anything you want to tell us now while you have the chance? I mean...
You know, he does always ask me to wear a pink lingerie. And often put something white over his face. Interesting. Just putting it out there.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.